WPHM. You're listening to Paul Miller on News Talk and Sports, 1380 WPHM.
20 minutes now before 9 o'clock. It's snowing out there. We'll take a closer look at the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. This month of November is Prematurity Awareness Month, so says the March of Dimes. Sharon Wilton is here from the local chapter of the March of Dimes. Sharon, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Prematurity Awareness Month, this is something that the March of Dimes has been doing for quite a few years now, as their focus is on trying to prevent premature birth.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we just recently released our report card on prematurity birth on November 1st. And unfortunately, in the U.S., it's a little bit worse than the previous year. And in Michigan, we're still at 10.2%. St. Clair County, we're actually at 12.3% in a prematurity birth rate. So,
wow. Do we know why?
We do know why. There are some health things that expectant moms can do to make sure that their pregnancy is safe and their baby is healthy. And so it's about education. And secondly, we are able to implement a program here in St. Clair County thanks to our generous guests at the Signature Chef Auction called the Script Program. We put out an ask to raise $12,000 to be able to provide this training, and we were able to exceed that. So the training is going to take place in January, and this program will help expectant moms be able to quit smoking.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Through counseling and support. So the health department employees will be trained and be able to train others to implement this. So this is really exciting. So that's part of it. There are other lots of factors that go into the prematurity rate. Obviously, the need for medical attention and getting healthcare access is important.
Right. And that's important, especially in rural areas and in areas where there just is a, kind of a lack of access, whether it's, you know, physical access to get to a doctor, to get to the hospital, or financial access.
Absolutely. So we know in Detroit, unfortunately, is the worst out of the 100 largest cities in the U.S. at a little over 14% prematurity birth rate. So they're taking some significant action in helping moms get to doctor appointments. Obviously, we know that poverty in some areas of the United States is a problem. And so if people do not have the funds to even get to an appointment or to take care of themselves, that's a huge impact.
You mentioned the chef's auction at the convention center last month. What a great night that was, and what a generous bunch of folks there were there.
We really had a lot of generous folks. We raised a little over $45,000. And to kick off the script program, we had a pre-secured gift of $2,000 that helped us get started to raise this extra funds that we need for this program. So it was a really, really great event. We had a lot of positive feedback, amazing food, and amazing generous guests.
Yeah, that and the March for Babies are a couple of the big fundraisers. You've got another fundraiser coming up, though, next week, right?
We do, yes. We're doing a bowling fundraiser on Black Friday. We're going to turn Black Friday purple, and it's actually at Port Huron Lanes at 9 p.m. We do have some lanes open, so if we have some listeners that are interested in showing off their bowling skills and participating with us, that would be amazing. I believe you have it posted on your website.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, that's super. So you can check out the WPHM website to find out more information.
All right, fantastic. Sharon, thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
Thank
you.
And thanks for the purple donuts,
too. Oh, you're absolutely welcome.
Sharon Wilton with us from the March of Dimes on WPHM at 8:43 now.